You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, hanging out in the Allstate Showcase studio on the seventh floor of the Tribune Tower. Joining me is comedian Paul Farvar.
Hey.
Esquire, do you
yes.
like the pause? I paused that time. I had to decide whether or not to use it.
I didn't know if you were going to say it or not because you didn't think
you feel that I only say Esquire, that I somehow hearken to your legal background as a reason to, you know, introduce you to a conversation that has some sort of a law-based content.
No, I just
content.
Feel like it provides credibility to anything I say.
Everything? Anything
I say. No.
Does that lend itself to vouching for a guest that you've brought in studio with you tonight?
No, I don't
know. No, Curtis Flagg joins us in studio, and it's been my pleasure. I know we've been talking about this for a while to have you in for this really great organization you have that you're part of called Open Books, and you were telling me that you got involved with this several years ago.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Open Books.
So Open Books is a nonprofit social venture here in Chicago. We operate two bookstores that fund our literacy programs. We have four core literacy programs that we run here in Chicago. And basically, it's reading and writing enrichment for CPS students, you know, and we, you know, contribute to the suburbs. We're looking to kind of reach out to like Harvey now in some of those areas. So
okay.
we deal with like Lawndale, Back of the Yards, Pilsen, Humboldt Park, a lot of the communities that we identify as book deserts. So there's like really no available resources for like literacy center, like public libraries or bookstores or things for that matter. So we look to kind of like, we identify those areas and we kind of just like go guerrilla into those neighborhoods. We set up pop-up bookstores. They're pay-what-you-can bookstores. So if you have a dollar for a book, you pay a dollar. But more or less, we give away books. So we do a lot of book granting programs. We give away about 100,000 books per year.
What? 100,000?
100,000.
Are a lot of those books because people don't want to move and take books with them? That's one of your target audiences.
Absolutely.
If you're moving and you don't want to carry all that, give the books to Open Books.
I mean, we put out a post for like April, just spring cleaning. We're like, hey, are you like cleaning out your, and you would be amazed at the people who just like, they'd rather just drop it off somewhere than to just like leave it. I feel like books still like have that. People are afraid to throw away books because it reminds you of like Fahrenheit, you know,
right.
where it's like you don't want to burn the books. So they're like, we have to put these books to good use. So we accept all donated books. Our bookstore sell 100% donated books from the community. So the book that you buy at the bookstore, the book that you donate goes a long way towards, you know, really helping students with literacy here in Chicago.
And where can people, now you have an event coming up Tuesday tonight,
do.
Technically.
Tonight, yes.
Yes. What's going on tonight?
So Open Books and Laugh, this is our third year now. It was kind of like me combining my two passions, you know, me being the general manager at Laugh Factory and now the director of marketing at Open Books. I kind of took the two together. I was like, oh, why don't I just do a stand-up comedy show for literacy? So Open Books and Laugh was born. And yeah, now we're in the third year. It's going to be an amazing show. We have some of Chicago's best comedians. Paul, unfortunately, wasn't available. I talked to his agent. His agent said that he was doing like, yeah. He's doing some Dick Wolf show. So,
are you on the set again tomorrow for Chicago Med?
I, as of now, they don't need me, but I'm on standby.
Oh, see, so he might show up.
But that's not why
I'll be getting a text.
You don't believe in literacy? It's just it makes you nervous.
Well,
educating the masses.
I don't. I keep all my books.
Do you keep all your books? Yeah. Well, this is encouraging others to give up their books.
I know.
He's a lawyer. He takes advantage of those who can't.
I actually go and buy books from them so that no one else can read them.
Oh, nice.
Take all the law books, which is another thing.
So I can be the smartest
do.
Person.
Yeah, Chicago Justice. We actually furnished. They came and bought a lot, and not like a lot, like a lot of legal books for like backdrops and settings. So we get a lot of different book grants from like lawyers or just retired teachers. And yeah, all of those books that you give away goes, you know, to a really great cause. So definitely donate books to open-books.org.
And you were talking about how there are book deserts and you guys open up in areas where and pop-up bookstores and sort of get into the communities. Because is there any sort of, what has been the reaction? Let's put it that way.
The reaction was great. So we did a pop-up bookstore at Kusanya Cafe in Inglewood. Almost a year. It's almost been a year. We did a pop-up bookstore there. We had Amy Jansky from the Chicago Sky. She did us like a story time reading for the kids. We had like the pop-up bookstore. So Kusanya Cafe is a nonprofit cafe in Inglewood. Really great place. Definitely stop by. They have like amazing coffee. I don't even drink coffee and I had coffee there. It was really well received by the community. More than I thought with what I felt like wasn't enough promotion like put out about it. You know, we contacted a lot of like the local organizations around the community. So like churches, DNA info, you know, kind of like the hyper local. And I didn't think it got out that far. But when we went there, there was probably at least about like 40, 50 kids.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, with
That's
families,
wonderful.
With parents. So like the parents got books, the kids got books. They stuck around for the story time reading. And a few of the parents were like, are you guys going to, like, when is the next time you're doing it? And they're like, this was kind of like our pilot. So we're like, oh, like soon, you know, we hope.
Right.
So, you know, we really went back to the drawing board. We're like, okay, let's make this a thing. So what we're doing now is we're identifying more of those book desert neighborhoods. And I think a lot of the battle is, instead of just kind of like invading the community, we work with the community.
Sure.
So, you know, we reach out to community leaders. A lot of times it's like pastors and preachers in the neighborhood.
Well, you need
community organizations,
and state reps.
Aldermen, yeah. State reps, you know, working with Senator Maddie Hunter right now on a few initiatives. So, yeah, it's like really kind of like ingratiating ourselves in the neighborhoods and then being a part of that neighborhood and really like spreading the love of literacy.
And people can come out to the show tonight at Laugh Factory.
At Laugh Factory. So tickets are still on sale. $25 for general admission, $75 for VIP package, which gets you food and drinks. We have some really good beer that is a part of the VIP cocktail section that we don't have at Laugh Factory, unfortunately.
Okay.
And it'll be catered by Jewel Catering. Doors for that open at 6:15. The show starts at 8:00. And like I said, it's a hot lineup.
That's wonderful. Yeah, it is. It's some great comics, including Pat Tomasulo and Kelsey
Tomasulo.
Huff. Kelsey Huff will be hosting. She's a regular on WGN Radio as well.
And a regular for Open Book. She's hosted two of the years, and she also hosts our Make the Case event that we have annually as well. She's such a trooper. I love her. She's such an angel.
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, she's tireless.
She's awesome.
She
yeah.
really is. Yeah. I'm like, how do you do it? Like, I have two full-time jobs, and I still look at her and get exhausted. I'm like, what? Like, how do you, like, I don't even think she drinks coffee either.
I know.
So. So much positive energy all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
I just like, I just imagine her when they like, she's like, so I'm like, hey guys, bye. And she like shuts the door. She's like, what's going on?
she immediately drops the smile.
Has to be like a yang to the yin.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
Yeah,
so
probably
people,
not.
People can come to the Open Books and Laugh. That's tonight, Tuesday at the Laugh Factory. Tickets at the door are available, but you can go online and get a little bit of a discount. But if you register for the VIP, what's a membership to Open Books?
A membership to Open Books, actually, that's the big kicker for the VIP package. So a bookstore membership gets you discounts every time you go to the bookstore, free books on your birthday, and really you get exclusive offers for all the events. So like Open Books and Laugh, you kind of are the first to know. You get special discounted prices. And yeah, I think that's probably the biggest benefit outside of like the free booze and food that you get with the VIP package. And you get a reserve seat. Those who've ever been to the Laugh Factory when it's a packed show, you definitely want to have a great seat.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
There's really no bad seats, but you kind of want to sit, you know, you want like a booth or something.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah. You want to be like in the mix of it.
So if you go to one of these bookstores, Curtis, are there like different sections? Like, is there, like, I really want to find the Madonna book, the sex book. Do you guys have that?
We have that book.
Okay. Because you can't find it anymore.
The which book?
The Madonna book from the 90s.
The coffee table book?
Yeah, mm-hmm. The controversial
book.
Yeah,
the one with Warren Beatty in it and stuff,
yeah.
too. Wasn't she dating
Vanilla
him?
Vanilla Ice was in it.
Mm. Yeah, okay. We have an adult section that has wheels because
wow.
we also have a children's
and a
section.
Curtain.
And a curtain.
It's a separate room.
Basically,
those
the,
are magazines.
The bookshelf has wheels, so like whenever you have kids, we just kind of like wheel it out.
You just come in and go, could I see the section?
So I was like, do you have the Madonna book?
Yeah.
Like, we know.
I want to get the book. Yeah. I've never seen it.
I
was a big fan of hers.
Have you Googled it? Have you looked for it on eBay or Amazon?
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah, for an independent bookstore, you know, a lot of people are asking, you know, questions and comparing to like kind of those bigger brick and mortar stores that just opened in Lakeview. And they're like, what separates, you know, us from, you know, those big brick and mortar places that opened in Lakeview? And it's really, you know, the fact that what you put in, you really kind of see an immediate effect. So when you find out about the programs that we have and when you find out about our book granting programs and the amount of books that we actually just give away to local students, it's like, oh, okay, that's the difference.
Right.
And, you know, and it operates just the same as any other bookstore. So we have categories and sections. So you'll be able to find your Madonna book. You'll be able to find, you know, we have a vintage section that is like very like rare classic books that you just like can't find.
Like Rob Lowe autobiography that I'm willing to donate because I have two copies.
All right, we'll take one.
Yeah,
I could trade that maybe for the Madonna book.
Signed?
Yeah, it's signed.
And then kids could do a book report on how things can, how you can get have a comeback after National Disgrace at the Academy Awards.
Yes.
He's had two books, you know. Rob Lowe had two autobiographies, but I'll just bring the one.
Just because you keep signed.
Right. I want to keep the second one.
Well, especially if you get the Madonna book, it needs to have a companion piece.
Exactly.
Yes, yeah, Madonna needs a Rob Lowe.
I think so. So this event is tonight at doors open at 6:15.
Yes.
Tickets are available at the door at the Laugh Factory. You'll see comedians like Kelsey Huff, Pat Tomasulo, Tom Wisdom, Eileen Tull, Rena Kalm, Kevin D. Williams, Rebecca V. O'Neill. Does she have to have the V? Is she particular? I'm kidding.
I don't know.
Rebecca V. O'Neill.
There's probably another one.
Leon Rogers. There might be.
V for very funny.
Do you have any other events coming up people should know about?
Yes, we do. We actually have a lot of volunteer opportunities right now, actually. So like I said, we have four core programs. Reading Buddies, which is like a one-on-one kind of mentoring. You're going over like phonics and like word by word with the students. So you have two students about a half hour each. And that we have programs all over the city and in various neighborhoods. We have a creative writing workshop, which we actually have at our Open Books headquarters in the Litera Center, 651 West Lake. We bring in a class of students. You go over prose and slam poetry, and you actually work them through like creating their own slam poem and their own short story. Everything that they write, we publish into a book, and we donate to the school for their friends and family. We have a Read and Write program where they go over like culturally appropriate novels for whatever neighborhood that they live in. So they read the book and then they all write their own adaptation of the book. So they write like a prequel or sequel or their own like kind of adapted
like
version.
Fiction?
Exactly.
Oh, cool.
And so they have like an author launch where they read excerpts from their, newly published work. We publish that into a book as well. They have like an author launch gala where they sign autographs, do a champagne toast, take pictures.
Sure.
The book's available for like purchase online and at the bookstore. And then we have kind of like a higher level publishing academy. So it's like a summer camp intensive where they go through the entire writing process from idea to published novel. And so they each have their own published novel at the end of the summer. And they do a similar author launch where they do like a full gala. They all read excerpts from their book, sign autographs again. Their friends and family all come out. It's like a really big event. And for a lot of people whose like bucket list is to write a book, some of these students have like come out for like the fourth and fifth time. So they have like four or five books already written
and
before
cool.
they
I'm
even
so
like hit high school.
Yeah.
And I'm super jealous of it.
I wrote a book when I was in first grade.
And not about you. In first grade. Really.
In first grade.
I still have it. It's
yeah.
In, it's
you,
in
apparently, you, did you plateau a little bit?
No, I haven't written the second chapter yet.
Oh, well, then you. It's yeah. There's
probably
time.
22
there's
years.
There's time. This, yeah. How can people get involved? Because I want to know as well if there is a day where like people can help and just even sort. Like I'm so good at alphabetizing.
Oh, absolutely.
Genre,
adult versus non-adult
like,
books.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we have two bookstores. One in West Loop, 651 West Lake. Another in Pilsen, 19th Street. You can actually volunteer for either one of those. The volunteers are a driving force at Open Books. So whether you're sorting books or whether you're in the classroom with the students, like the time that you contribute goes a very long way. So we really cherish our volunteers. You can go to open-books.org and go to the volunteer opportunities right now. We have, I would say, probably about 15 different volunteer opportunities going on right now.
Perfect.
The creative writing workshops, like I said, are at the Litera Center, 651 West Lake. Those are kind of recurring. So if you need a more flexible schedule, that's probably the easier route to go.
Right.
Reading Buddies is twice a week. Read and Write is twice a week for an hour each session. And then the Reading Buddies program as well. So those are a little bit more structured. So we need you 2 days out of the week for an hour each of those sessions. And then, like I said, the Publishing Academy is kind of a longer process. So we need like writing coaches, reading coaches, editors, and then ultimately publishers if you're out there.
Hello. Hint, hint, publishers.
Turn those books around.
Why are you looking at me, Patty?
You should be a publisher.
My book didn't get published.
This sounds like
grade.
A great opportunity for people to give back. I mean, people are always looking for volunteers. Yeah. People are always thinking, what can I do? I wish I could help out somehow. So go to open-books.org and get more information on how you can volunteer, donate, get those books out of your house. You don't want to lug them around.
Yeah, any book. Like once you're done with the book, like, what are you doing with the book?
If you ever need it again, you can Google it, get it on eBay or Amazon.
Yeah, and we just had a Chicago Reader book swap, so you can swap it back out. If you want to get it, it'll probably be there.
Yeah, you can go clutter for clutter. Get another book from Open Books. Go to open-books.org. More after this on 720 WGN.